This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A couple of years ago, our education correspondent Amy Scott did a series of stories about a school in Cincinnati, Ohio that was trying to do something different. Trying to take kids from a low-income neighborhood and give them the kinds of support outside of class that they weren't getting at home. Stuff like healthcare and mentoring and food and clothing. And they were doing it in the hopes that that would help those kids succeed in class. Euler School, it's called. Last week, Amy took us back to see how the school itself is doing. Today, a recent graduate, because getting a high school diploma is often just the first step out of poverty. Here's Amy.
When I first met Raven Gribbins almost 3 years ago, she was 17 and a senior at Euler. Her light brown hair was slicked back in a ponytail after volleyball practice. Here's how she described growing up in Cincinnati's Lower Price Hill.
It been rough, but it been okay, too. Everybody used to tell me all the time, like, you're not going to make it through high school. You're going to have a baby by 16. So I'm glad to prove all of them wrong.
Today, Raven is a sophomore at Penn State Greater Allegheny, a small campus outside Pittsburgh. Her long hair is dyed black to match her name. In her African and African-American art class, she sits right in front and speaks up during a discussion about hip-hop poetry.
Miss Raven, what you think, sister?
I thought it was very creative, and I liked the voice, like the background.
And her old teenage defiance now sounds a bit more like confidence.
Since I've been here, I done grew up a lot more. I learned to be on my own and to be the first in my family to go to college and to make it here and still be here. It's a good feeling.
Raven almost didn't make it when she started college last year.
I was like, hey, college is going to be, oh, you get to turn up and drink and have fun and don't worry about schoolwork.
She ended up flunking several classes. As a result, she lost her financial aid for this year and had to borrow more than $18,000 to stay in school. Her bad grades also got her tossed from the volleyball team. Volleyball was the reason she'd been recruited to Penn State.
It broke my heart going to the games. It tore me down. I should be out there. So I was like, I can't do it no more. I got to get my stuff together. Like, I got to get these grades up so I can play.
So she's been getting help.
Hi, how are you?
From people like April Bellback.
Miss April.
Hello. Bellback runs a program called ACE, the Center for Academic and Career Excellence. It's a federally funded support program for low-income and first-generation college students. Raven comes for tutoring and workshops and advice about classes. Today, they talk about a presentation she'll give later in her criminal justice class.
Do you want to practice?
Nope.
You ready, ready?
Yeah, I practice all night.
You have a PowerPoint?
Nope.
So you have no cards for it?
I have a paper.
Okay, let me see.
Woman.
Notice how Bellback doesn't let up? This is what's known as intrusive advising. It's a strategy to keep at-risk students on track. Bellback says last year she needed to intrude a lot more. She went to Raven's classes to make sure she showed up. Sometimes she'd even wake her up for class.
She just doesn't need me to do that anymore, which is kind of cool. You know, she's able to handle the class schedule more. The second year, I just feel like she's coming into her own.
Raven also changed her major this year from education, she had wanted to be a math teacher, to criminal justice. And she's brought her grades up enough to get her aid back and play volleyball again next fall.
It's me being nagging. I mean, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but it's the it's all of us as a campus that have really helped her and have really, you know, said, we need you back here and we want to see you with a college degree because that's what's going to make the difference in your life.
But Raven's second year hasn't been easy either. Her dad, who'd been clean for almost 7 years, started using heroin for a while. Raven blamed herself for not being around. And her grandfather, who pretty much raised her, got really sick.
A lot of times I was ready to just transfer and be back home with my family. But my grandpa wants me to be up here doing what I got to do. So I'm going to do it for him to prove to him that he raised a great granddaughter. And I'm going to make something out of my life to show him that we could do it.
There is a lot of pressure on Raven. For one thing, this reporter, me, keeps showing up, tracking her progress on national radio. A mentor who heard one of those stories pays half of Raven's tuition. And a close cousin who finished high school the same year dropped out of college after one semester.
it makes me feel like I can't fail. Like, if I fail, then I'm letting my whole family and everybody else down.
All right, everybody, zip. Go ahead, Raven.
Okay, my name is Raven Gribbins. My presentation is on domestic violence.
That evening, Raven gives her talk in front of her criminal justice class.
How many of you have been or known somebody that was in an abusive relationship? I know some people myself. That is called domestic violence.
She's nervous, but she nails it. And afterward, we go out for milkshakes. A guy who's visiting from Cincinnati, just a friend, she says, comes along. On the ride back, Raven fiddles with the radio and then chats with another guy on the phone. Guy number one sits in the back seat, getting increasingly agitated. When we get to Raven's dorm, she tells him to wait outside while we finish the interview in my car. She tells me she wants to be a juvenile probation officer and work with kids in her old neighborhood.
Because then I could tell him, like, look, hey, I came from the same place you did. Look where I'm at. You could do the same.
Meanwhile, her visitor has started yelling outside Raven's dorm. Someone calls the cops. Raven jumps out of the car to see what's going on. After a while, the guy is led away in handcuffs.
Hey, but you ain't leaving no way, bro.
Raven almost was, too.
The cop talked to me the way he talked to me one more time. I was about to go to jail with him.
What happened?
Life.
Life. The old one keeps threatening to pull Raven back as she tries to build a new one. In McKeesport, Pennsylvania, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Amy shot a documentary film while she was reporting at Euler. We've got a trailer for it on our website. You're going to want to check it out. It's a good one. Also, the whole radio series she did, also good. It's at marketplace.org.